It's Rolling Stones, 61 and counting, on Radio Nova, with more from the new album Hackney Diamonds to come, including behind-the-scenes stories from Mick and Ronnie. We'll also get Ronnie's memories of seeing the Stones when he was still at art college. But first, a bit of sympathy.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. And you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged. And the bodies stink. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah. I watched with glee while you kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. Kennedys, when after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay.
We all know about the Stones' image as the great renegades of rock, the band who rewrote the rules and did everything to excess. But Keith Richards says that when it's time to work, the reality is quite different.
We've never missed a gig, only through, you know, unavoidable injuries and stuff. We're pros at what we do. We're very serious about putting on a good show. I mean, the guys work very, very hard. We don't flip it off. I mean, the thing is that on stage, you look like you're flipping it off because it's supposed to look easy, you know. But it's very difficult to make things look easy and also feel part in your own skin, that you're there's no fake, you know. I mean, so it's kind of a seamless sort of thing goes on. Yeah. I don't know how we do it.
Just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints, as heads is tail, just call me Lucifer, cause I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy.
He may have left us in 2021, but Charlie Watts will always be a treasured member of the Rolling Stones. And for all his personal modesty, he was very proud of what the band achieved.
I don't have favourite Stones records. I have songs I like, but I never play them. I like hearing them if someone else plays them or you hear them on the radio. I've never, ever sat and played them. I've heard them play. Someone would play one at a party, and it's great. I love that. But and you feel very proud and all, whatever the word is, that you did it and all that. But no, I don't actually physically. I've never actually physically played them, and I'm not very good at someone giving me a DVD or whatever to look at and play and to tell you what I think of it, because I never get through them.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come, she's under my thumb. Under my thumb, it's a squirmy dog who's just had her day. Under my thumb, a girl who has just changed her ways. It's down to me. Yes, it is the way she does just what she stole down to me. The change has come, she's under my thumb. Under my thumb, Siamese cat of a girl. Under my thumb, she's the sweetest pet in the world. It's down to me. The way she talks when she's spoken to, down to me. The change has come.
Sheer flexibility has created an astoundingly varied songbook, from 60s hits like Under My Thumb through to all the great records of their later years. As Mick says, it's all about teamwork.
Everyone has a role to play. You know, if I'm very conservative, you know, in a lot of ways. I'm very conservative, and it's just because I do listen to what's going on around now. People think I'm kind of trying to be all hip and trendy and everything. I'm actually super conservative musician, and I'm a kind of blues fan and all that, you know. The problem is that, you know, Keith is even more traditional than I am, in some ways, not in others, and so that I have to sort of pull a bit harder to make it sound just a bit different. But Charlie is very much, you know, conscient of wanting to do the grooves differently, and if he wasn't, I couldn't do it.
Radio Nova.
Yeah, feeling crying.
Let's finish with one more taste of the Stones' new Hackney Diamonds album, and another one with some extremely special guests. It's Sweet Sounds of Heaven, featuring Stevie Wonder on keyboards and Lady Gaga on vocals. Here's Ronnie Wood.
She was sitting on the floor just humming along. We were doing like a rum, throwing it around, and she was just waning on the floor, and Mick went, "Hey, that sounds good. Do you want to do it properly?" And she said, "Yeah." She's like a little girl, tiny little thing. Lovely, though. And he said, "Come on, let's go and work it out then." So they went off and sang it together. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Andrew, once again, he said, "Oh, my mate, Stevie Wonder, he's going to pop by later." He was like, "What?" He said, "Oh, I was just jamming with him yesterday or something," and I said, "We're working." And he said, "Oh, come down, you know, can I come down?" And we went, "Can you come down? Come on, the genius, open the cage and let those vibes out, you know." And sure enough, we were like kids watching him play.
The horns are playing Stevie Wonder's bass line. So that's why it all fits together so well. When he came in the room, we started talking about when we'd seen each other and last, and it was so long ago that we'd actually played together. And yeah, we sort of reminisced a bit about that before we kicked off. And he was very, very kind of generous and saying how great it was to see us all again and fun and doing a new song. So yeah, it was really nice.
So the indestructible Rolling Stones roll on. Here's a final word on Hackney Diamonds from Mick Jagger.
But I'm glad it happened. I mean, you know, that's all I can say. You know, sometimes, I don't know why, and it happened and it was really good fun doing. And so, yeah, I wish it happened before. There was no reason it couldn't have done. It's just we were being a bit lazy, I think, and we weren't really... I was getting a bit frustrated because there was no urgency about anything. And so we had to recreate that urgency and say, "Okay, are you guys in for being urgent?" And everyone was, you know. I just needed to say it, and everyone fell behind and fell in, and it was a good feeling that everyone was so supportive.
Rolling Stones, 61 and Counting, was written and produced by Paul Sexton and mixed by Nigel Appleton. I'm Pat Courtney for Radio Nova.